Jess in with you this morning. New England MP Barnaby Joyce has been officially sworn in as Deputy PM and Leader of the National Party this morning. The man who started it all yesterday was Queensland Senator Matt Canavan. He joins me this morning. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What prompted you to start that yesterday?
Well, look, it's been my long-held view that Barnaby offers the best fight for our country communities. And, you know, I've been up there lots in the Hunter, and people like to talk a lot about the Hunter. And where I'm from, the Central Queensland, like to talk about our jobs, our coal mining industry. Often these people who like to talk about it know nothing about it. But Barnaby's not someone who feels the pressures. You know, he's got the courage to stand up here and have the views that get expressed at the Royal Hotel in Singleton and then put them here forcefully. And that's what I think the National Party needs. Michael McCormack, as you saw yesterday, is a man of impeccable class. Hard work, no one questioned that. But we need to make sure we've got a fighter for you and your corners up there. This is not about like my job or Barnaby's job. I quit my job because I believe in this, and I'm not looking for another job. I'm happy being a senator for Queensland. But I do think we need to fight for your jobs back there in your community. And I know Barnaby will take up that fight.
Did you ever support Michael McCormack as the deputy PM?
Well, there was the last 18 months, Jess. Michael's had a complete free rein to pursue the party in his interests. I've never changed from my view that I thought Barnaby's the better leader, but I stepped back and Michael had the coronavirus, which he managed well. But we haven't been getting our message out loud enough, and we've seen that on issues like net zero emissions. We really need to be there. There's some crucial decisions being made, often overseas at overseas conferences, that might affect the livelihoods of people in your electorate. Now, I know that Barnaby is going to be in your corner on that. Joel Fitzgibbon down there, you'll remember he's trying to do that now, but not with much luck. He's on the outer. Well, you know, in Barnaby's got some of the champions for the coal industry, a champion for the agricultural industries of the Hunter region, and those jobs, those industries are so important to our future.
Mm. There are certainly locally some mixed views about Barnaby taking on this job again. Obviously, he resigned from it in 2018 due to some not great reasons, allegations of sexual harassment and all the rest of it. Some in the electorate are happy with it, but others think it's silly.
Well, that's right, and you're going to have people with different views, and that's, isn't it, a great thing that we're in a democracy, that people can express that. And, you know, Barnaby's always been someone, because he's passionate, because he's authentic, he can divide opinion. But you know where he stands, you know where he's coming from. And as he said yesterday, look, he's got his flaws. He's not a perfect person, but who of us are is. And I think it's that authenticity and genuineness that do cause people to know that he's in their corner, even if, you know, sometimes they think he says some crazy things or they don't agree with everything he says. But, I know up close here in Canberra how hard he fights, how much courage he has. The most important attribute in this place is courage. You get a lot of pressure on you to conform to a different way of thinking up here on this hill in Canberra. Barnaby's not a conformist. He's his own man.
I agree. I mean, you need someone leading a party who is going to be loud, who's going to voice the opinions of that party. And Michael McCormack, very classy guy, very smart guy, but was very quiet compared to someone like Barnaby Joyce, who, as you say, has no problem, you know, saying what he thinks and fighting for the people in his electorate, whatever your opinion of him may be.
Yeah, that's what I hear when I spend a lot of time up in your region. And I'm there next week with my wife having a holiday, I guess.
Nice.
I'll probably keep a low profile, sorry, but Well, my wife wants me to keep a low profile. but it's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it? There is this massive wealth, that's generated from there, all these jobs. And others and that know this industry know how great it is, how much opportunity it gives to young people, for people to have careers, people to earn a good wage and have a livelihood to protect their family. But then, you know, there's a whole lot of other chattering classes down in Sydney often and other capital cities. I think, oh, this is terrible, it's dirty, it needs to be shut down. Well, we need strong people standing up and putting that other view. But no, this industry makes a lot of money for our country. No, this industry, as we've seen the last few weeks, is at record demand. Our coal, your coal, you know, the best thermal coal in the world in the Hunter Valley, is at record demand, achieving record prices. And you've got all these other people saying it's going to go, it's going to disappear, what a lot of rot. So we need to protect that, and that is going to require constant vigilance and fighting. And I know Barnaby will be in your corner.
Was it a close vote yesterday in the party room?
We don't get told the vote. That's only known to the whips. So I don't know. Look, there are obviously different opinions in the Nationals Party, but we have a democratic election, the most important thing now is we come together as a team, and we've got a great team, a good team of ministers doing some great things. So I'm sure others will just get behind that team now and focus on what we can do for the people of regional Australia.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for your time this morning on the show. As always, really appreciate it.
No worries, Jess. Have a good one, eh? Thanks.